Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachum. Our text for reflection is Acts 8, the verses 1 to 8. Acts chapter 8, the verses 1 to 8. And Saul approved of their killing him. On that day, great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, pure, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. My theme for reflection is the triumph of good over evil. The triumph of good over evil. At times it is deeply troubling to witness the capacity for malice that resides in some individuals. Have you ever encountered someone whose actions seem to be a living testament to malevolence? Think of Saul, who not only condoned but also took pleasure in the ruthless persecution of early Christians. The journey of faith has never been without its trials and tribulations. History, however, offers us a silver lining. It tells us stories of individuals who, despite emerging from the depths of hostility and chaos, have become vessels of change and enlightenment. Saul is a prime example of such a transformation. Once a fierce opponent of Christianity, responsible for the martyrdom of Stephen and the widespread persecution of the faithful, his story takes an unexpected turn. In the midst of Saul's reign of terror, the apostles remained steadfast in their mission. Their commitment to spreading the message of repentance and the forgiveness of sins was unshakable. The dispersion of believers, rather than silencing the word of God, served to propagate it further. Philip's journey to Samaria is a testament to this. His preaching and the miraculous signs that accompanied it captivated many people, leading to an outpouring of joy in the city as spirits were cleansed and the infirm were healed. My dear friends, this passage reminds us that the presence of evil is often juxtaposed with the potential for great good. The narrative of the early church and Saul's eventual conversion reassures us that darkness does not have the final say. In the face of persecution and suffering, there lies an opportunity for growth and for witnessing the might of God's redemptive power. There are two questions for reflection. One, can you recall a time when you witnessed or experienced a transformation in someone that was so profound it seemed almost miraculous? How did it affect your understanding of forgiveness and change? Number two, how can you see your own challenges and struggles as a catalyst for growth and a deeper relationship with God? Heavenly Father, in the face of darkness and adversity, grant us the strength to remain anchored in your love and truth. Help us to see beyond the immediate trials and to recognize the opportunities for growth and transformation. May we be instruments of your peace and agents of change in a world that yearns for your light. Through our faith and actions, let us contribute to the joy and healing of our communities. Just as Philip did in Samaria, let us be instruments of change. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.